Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Ah, it is Wednesday. We're getting you over the hump. We do it every single week. We bring her on. She's the former ruler of the governor of the great state of Arizona, Jan Brewer. Governor, how you doing?
I'm doing just great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
We're doing good, Governor. So one of the kind of interesting stories out there is the GOP is kind of recruiting Governor Ducey to run for Senate.
Yes.
What do you make of that? You know, Trump doesn't like him. Maybe the business community in Arizona likes him. Everybody else really doesn't like him. He's not very popular. Should the GOP recruit this guy? Is he the guy to take the seat from Senator Kelly?
I don't really know why the GOP is recruiting him. I would think that they would probably leave that up to Governor Ducey if that's something that he wants to do. I don't think personally that he wants to serve in the capacity of the Senate. I think that he probably would like to be maybe more in charge, like a chairman of a committee or an agency or something to that effect. You know, who knows? But they're looking for people to run. I mean, it's not unusual for people to reach out. I mean, people have reached out to me to run. I mean, it's crazy. You know, they need somebody that can beat Mark Kelly. And so they're on the hunt. We got to get that seat back into Republican hands. So
wait, have they approached you to run for Senate?
Well, not the GOP themselves, but people, influential with people in D.C. Yeah, I am absolutely not interested. I've paid my dues, and I've got my scars.
I hear you. I hear you on that.
Mark Brnovich.
Yeah, but it's again, Brnovich is one of them. But if Ducey did throw his name in, what kind of chance you give him? Let's handicap this, right? What are you giving him? What is the real chances of him getting through the primary and taking on Kelly?
His polling is not good. I mean, he's not doing well in the polls. When they go out and do strategic polling, his polling is low. It's very low. So I don't know. The people that you talk to, there's people that, you know, the business community, like you said, they like him. He's great for our economy. There's no doubt about it. But he, you know, the rank and file, they're not so happy with him, I don't think. You know, they were worried about COVID, and they were worried about education, and they were worried about some other things. Well, it kind of passed by the administration. So I don't know. I don't know if he'd be successful or not.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer joins us every Wednesday. Earlier today on the Mike Broomhead Show, I want to play you a clip. Matt Salmon is running for governor. And here's what he told Mike.
I'm putting out an idea of another Joe Arpaio like Tent City to incarcerate him because the border enforcement on the at the local levels of sheriffs are saying they don't have enough jail space. So anyway.
Okay, so that's Salmon. He's basically saying, I think I want to put Tent City back up, but on the border. Do these Arizona border towns want tent cities? And in your opinion, Governor, is that a good idea?
That's kind of odd, I think. I understand why he's doing it, because the people of Arizona really supported Joe Arpaio. And, you know, he has a big constituency base out there. But I don't know if that's a gubernatorial decision. I mean, generally, the county jails are run by the counties, and the counties get to decide to do that. And they look towards the governor to talk about policy like education and, economic development, taxes, and securing the border, not building the tents. I mean, I've not ever heard that ever brought up in a gubernatorial election.
Is this one of those things where all of them are jockeying for what lane can I be in that's going to get the most publicity so I can raise the most money? And how about we say something controversial like, I'm going to put up tents for migrants?
Well, it's just amazing to me, by the way, boys, that when I was governor, I was shouting from the rooftops about securing my border, and everybody across this whole country, including the governors that were in office and some of them still that are there. They, told me that it would go away. It's going to end. That illegal immigration is going to stop. You know, they got a solution. Just forget it. Blah, blah, blah. Governor meetings, they didn't want to talk about it. 6 years later, they're still talking about it, and everybody's running on it. We've got to secure our border one way or the other. But whether tents are the answer, I don't think so. We need our border secured.
Hey, Governor Brewer, who's the best, you believe, on the border who's running for governor?
I believe Karen Taylor Robeson. I think she really understands the issue. She's really invested a lot of time and energy exploring down there without making the headlines. But she has done investigative, top-notch investigation and knowledge retention from being down there and doing her research. She understands the problem, and she's got the wherewithal and the brains to get it done, hopefully. She can go toe-to-toe with the federal government.
Well, everybody can do that because, you know, the federal government's always going to win, and they're going to not listen to anything you have to say.
Probably true, but we probably get a Republican president.
Let me ask you this. You talk about Robeson there. So Robeson's got the money, not so much the name. The name is somewhat familiar, but not so much her. But obviously Carrie Lake has got the name, and she's out there this past week. And is everybody going to be arrested? Right, everybody's being arrested.
I think
now.
She's going to arrest everybody that had anything to do with the 2020 election.
Even if you just voted in it, you're getting
arrested.
Does
that mean Trump, who lied about the 2020 election?
Everybody's getting it. So she's got the money, but the name recognition and the publicity is going to the likes of Carrie Lake. How does Robeson, who I've interviewed, who you weren't here, Gato, so
no.
The first question is, are you crazy? I just want to know if she was crazy. And she's got a tinge of crazy. She's like, well, and I'm like, you know, everybody's trying to walk a fine line of keeping Trump supporters without alienate them.
Right.
But how does she really stand up when it comes down to it? Because getting through the primaries is going to be, you know, there's a good chance there's might be her and Carrie Lake. And just because she's got so much money.
Well, she's got to, you know, go out there and tell and share her story about how successful that she's been and share with them their, you know, their responsibilities. And she went up on air yesterday and, you know, with a great ad. And she's been now hitting the pavement because in the before all of this, she was raising money. She was fundraising. And she was researching. But she has an immense knowledge of the issues facing Arizona, and she is so darn smart. I mean, she is a dynamo. She is really intelligent and personable when you sit down and you talk to her. So she just got to get out there and get the name recognition, and she will have the money. She will have the money to get her name, you know, out there. So I believe she's going to, you know, do a great job. I really, really do.
Hey, Governor Brewer, you know, did you catch that Cardinals game on Monday?
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
I went to sleep. I was so mad.
Oh. Did you make it through the first quarter?
No.
Neither did the Cardinals. So there you go.
I know. I need to play ball.
All right. Governor Brewer, thanks for joining us. We'll chat with you next week.
You betcha.
All right. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. She didn't even make it through the first quarter.
No.
Fantastic.
She fell asleep. So did the Cardinals. So that was perfect.
That's right. Hey, it's time for Five Spot. Every day about 4:13 or so, we open up the phones. We need five independent voters to call.
You voted Republican. You voted Democrat. You do not declare to be an allegiance to either of these awful groups.
Yes. If you're independent, you're an independent voter, call us. 277-5827. Five Spot. We're going to need five of you to call. We're going to put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. I think everybody's talking about Biden today. He had his first press conference. It went on almost 2 hours. But he has been graded by the American people. And we'll tell you where he finished. But I'm really, you know, we could take calls from Republicans, but we know what they're going to say about Biden. Take calls from Democrats, we know what they're going to say about Biden. If you're an independent, let's find out what you think of this president 1 year in. 602-277-KTAR. Five Spot is next.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
All right, 602-277-5827. It's time for Five Spot. We need five of you to call today. We're asking for you to call if you're an independent. We're going to put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. I got five
on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five Spot with Gatos and Chad.
Today, the President of the United States held his first press conference of the year. He is now 1 year in to his term, and He has been graded by the American people. We will give you those grades in a second.
Boy, oh boy.
But first, we're going to ask you as independent voters, what do you grade the president? We're asking for independent voters because if you're a Democrat, you're going to probably say, well, he's better than Trump. And then if you're a Republican, you say, this guy's the worst president in the world. So let's get the real story from independents, and then we'll tell you what the rest of America says as they grade the president.
That sounds good. Jonathan in Phoenix, you're an independent, yes?
Grade the president.
Yes, I am.
All right, give him a grade.
D plus.
And your main reason why you give him a D plus?
He's passing because I feel like Trump failed us, and I didn't want that to happen again. But he's just, the economy is soft. I don't know that all the problems are his. Just because things take time to correct when there's a problem, but I don't think he's been proactive enough to change enough stuff.
All right,
cool.
First call. D plus.
Justin in Glendale, you're an independent. Grade the president in his first year.
Oh, man, I think I've got to give him an F.
An F.
Yeah, all right.
Wow, sounds like my report card.
All right, Justin, just one thing, a takeaway. Why an F?
I feel like maybe he just made a whole lot of promises that he has not been able to keep. And I think he got a lot of independent votes because he made a lot of promises during the campaign, and he has not been able to follow through.
All right.
All right.
This is Five Spot, where we have five of you call in. We're putting you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. We're grading the president. If you're an independent, we're asking you to call. And Biden had his first press conference today. And it is 1 year into his term. That's why he had the press conference today.
That's it. Now he doesn't have to have another one for another year. It's like the Super Bowl.
Isn't it great?
Tammy in Mesa, you are an independent. What do you give the president his first year in office?
I give him a C-.
C-.
Okay, you're a little better grade than the first two calls. Why?
Yes. I think he's doing his best. He's up against a lot of people who are fighting him. On the other hand, I don't think he's doing enough for education and just to help the average, everyday, middle-class citizen.
Gotcha.
All right.
All right.
Cool. Fantastic. Thank you so very
much.
Caller
number four, Chad.
Dana in North Phoenix. What's happening?
Oh, not much. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
What do you give the president?
I've got to say a D minus, teetering on failure mainly because of the cost of living. It's just it's more expensive now to live than ever in my 60 years of life.
All right. D minus. Caller number five on Five Spot.
Johnny in Phoenix. What are you thinking the president gets for the first year in office?
Got to be a D.
These are horrible grades. Wow. All right. Why?
Why?
Well. Pick one.
Promises given, which I expect with every politician, promises not kept, but at least make an effort. At least put on a better show than what's been put on.
Yeah.
The economy, I mean, this is a host of things. Afghanistan really kicked things off in the D department in my eyes.
I'm with you.
So, absolutely, my man. Thanks so much for that. And I think the best grade he got was a C-, which,
yeah,
again, sounds a lot like grades.
Yeah. Five Spot, we asked you to call if you're an independent. Grade the president. He is 1 year in. That's why he had the press conference today. Tried to shine a light on some of the things he's done well.
We couldn't find it.
It was a small light.
One of those little lights that you have that get the kitty to chase.
And we asked independents because we know what Democrats and Republicans are going to say. Jonathan, D plus. Justin, F. Tammy, C minus. Dana, D minus. Johnny, D. These are from independents.
Yeah.
Best grade is a C-. I give him a D. I know you give him, you going so far as giving him an F?
Oh, God, yeah. If I could give him an H, an E, a G, continue to go down the line, get all the way to Z, we would do it.
Here's what Americans are thinking. 37% gave him an F.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Nearly a third gave him a C or a D. 20% gave him a B, and 11% gave him an A.
Who gave all the elites and stuff? Sure, hey, you're doing a great job. We're doing great.
Well, you can say that about anybody.
No
president ever really deserves an A.
Democrats gave him a C grade.
Yeah,
just 1 in 4.
Right,
that's it.
It was a rough year.
It was.
Yeah,
it was.
It's not an easy time to be president.
And it's funny
for sure.
You start grading him on like things like immigration, national debt, really bad, even amongst Democrats. Same thing when it came to the economy. And the economy across the board, he got a straight F. Oh, man.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're in Arizona and you're watching the border, you can't give him any type of a B or an A. I mean, and that's just one issue that we're dealing with. That's just one issue. So, yeah, his grades across the board are terrible. You know, there's no way. There's no way that the Democrats survive this midterm.
No.
Oh, it's going to be a big red bloodbath.
The shellacking that they're going to get is beyond epic at this rate.
And it's not because the Republicans are doing anything right. It's because, well, this is what always happens anyway.
Extent. This has a chance of being historic. This has a chance of being absolutely historic at the rate that they're going. And can you blame him? The only thing I would do if I was running is I would just take pictures of all of the gas signs for the prices and then run inflation commercials when you hear the news talk about it. You don't need to do anything other than that.
All right, coming up next.
Coming up.
Hey, why do you take your pet's mental health more seriously than your own? Wait until you hear this story. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
You guys know I'm fascinated by pet parents.
Are you fascinated by them?
It's fascinating.
I think you've already made a judgment call. You just don't like pet
parents.
Are
you calling me judgy?
Just a little bit. Yeah, judgy little bit. Judgerton.
Smidge. Smidge.
You have a pet, Becky Lynn. Chad's got about 40 of them. If you don't know, he's got lizards. It's odd, man. I just got to tell you.
He has dogs, too. Yeah. We have dogs,
cats. He's got snakes going through the house. Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the latest on pet parents.
7 in 10 people take their pet's mental and physical health more seriously than their own.
Okay.
So, all right. So if you're not feeling well.
How would you know that? Like, are you sending them somewhere? Are they going to like a little doctor?
I think you have to.
A little therapist?
I think you have to. Can you guys tell if your pet is down? You know, if it needs a little bit more love.
Yeah.
What's the equivalent of Doc McStuffins for the animals? Do you have the Dr. Pohl? Is that the guy? He's on the TV.
So you ignore your own health. You ignore your own mental health.
Yeah.
And you're worried about your cat more than you are yourself. I wonder if it's more than you are your own spouse. I don't know. But it's just an 7 out of 10.
7 in 10 people take their pet's mental and physical health more seriously than their own. And 3 in 5 pet parents think the pandemic has increased their furry pal's separation anxiety.
Well, one of the other reasons is it's because it's so much easier because like, oh, I would take care of myself, but you've got real mental issues, Fluffy. So we should probably get that checked in.
Well, it is true. Think about it. You know you're stressed out. You know you've got something going on, and you know that you should take care of it.
Right.
But it's your decision whether to do something about it or not.
But wouldn't I care more about myself than my dog?
One would think, but then one also who is a, quote, pet parent knows that Fluffy or Fido can't do anything about it. They're at your mercy.
What do they have to be upset about?
They get bored. Animals get bored.
Yeah, they get a good meal. They get water. They could go out in the backyard. It's a good life. They get to sleep.
They still can get bored and need some stress relief. So we
This guy
in the news story.
He's even laughing.
He's even laughing, this goofball.
Separation anxiety. A recent survey.
What is it, 3 in 5?
Mostly than their own. And 3 in 5 pet parents think the pandemic has increased their furry pal's separation anxiety. A recent survey of 2,000 cat and dog owners found that 59% have also gotten or have considered getting an additional animal companion for their existing pet.
Translation. You're too much, so I got you a friend. Yeah. Now you guys can hang out together. And then what you find out is you have two crazy animals that are neurotic together.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Our news director, Martha Maurer, just IM'd to me. It says, I will do anything for my dogs. They are my children.
There you go.
And there lies the problem. They are my children. goodness gracious.
My wife would kill me. Of those who have...
What is this guy talking about? He's all over the map.
Throw him off.
Animal companion for their existing pet. My wife would kill me. Of those who have brought... Or-
I don't think that guy's married. I'm just saying, he's such a nerd.
Well, he sounds like
there's
a
no
robot.
Way.
You're not even real. We know you're not real. You're one of those robot voices.
Those who have brought or considered bringing a new furry friend home, 58% did so to keep their first pet company. 57% wanted to teach them how to interact with other pets or animals. And 55%
are crazy.
You know what it is? It's like, okay, I got this first pet. Oh, that thing's totally depressed. Super sad. I think it's something's wrong with it. I'm going to go get another pet to see if this one's, because maybe that one's broken and this one won't be.
Why don't you take the broken pet back then?
Yeah, you're not going to do that.
And you get a new one.
Yeah, you're not doing
You can't
that.
Do that?
You can't.
Is that wrong?
I mean, it sounds like something easy to do. But
pets
they're
have
looking
feelings,
at,
too.
They do. And that's the problem, right?
They do have feelings.
It's the beauty of my lizards. They don't have feelings.
They don't have feelings. No. Yeah, no. You just put them out in a garage and leave them.
No.
Turn an air conditioner on. Yeah, we'll see you next time it's time to eat.
No, they love it. They come out. They do their stuff.
Do you take the lizards out? Do you walk those lizards?
Oh, gosh. You don't put them on a leash.
I don't put them on a leash. Because
but you let them out to walk around.
Oh, yeah. They go out and do all kinds of stuff.
And do you go out with them?
Yeah.
Why?
I go out and interact with them and have and stuff.
You interact with a reptile.
Yeah.
Oh, he loves it.
Well, see, okay,
my point is just... You know, to him, that's perfectly normal to, and I think that's ridiculous that you interact with a reptile. But you're sitting here making fun of people who interact and think that dogs and cats can be
stressed out. Yeah, but his reptiles aren't.
Well, I'm not taking him to a therapist. That's what you're saying, right? Like, hey, guys, I'm noticing you're really kind of sad. Well, you know, I'm kind of down. But like Winston, he recognizes humans. He knows who he likes, who he doesn't like, all of these kind of things. He's got more personality. The other ones, the meat eaters, not so much. Their personalities.
Yeah, but they're also not your children, and you don't say that they're your children.
No,
they're
no.
your pet.
Winston's my kid, but the other ones aren't.
Okay. So 7 in 10 people take their pet's mental and physical health more serious than their own. All right. Coming up next. Chad, what do you got? You want to talk about that great tent city?
We should. And I'm going to play something for you that you are going to, I'm not going to tell you what it is. It is so funny. Wait till you hear this.
So Tent City is going to now possibly be built at the Arizona
possibly.
Border.
Possibly. It's another person who's throwing their hat into the ring, and they just have to say something ridiculous to get people to pay attention.
We'll talk
about
it. But
the other thing we're going to do is really funny.
All right, we'll talk about it next.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news. Seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
You guys know I like golf, so you're going to love this because I like it. The golf tournament hails the People's Open returns to TPC Scottsdale as the Waste Management Phoenix Open tees off February 7th, runs through the 13th. Head to the contest page, KTAR.com, right now for your chance to win tickets plus one lucky winner. Greens keeper passes. Huge.
No restrictions, from what I understand.
No restrictions.
I love it.
I love it.
Let's get back to as normal as we possibly can.
That's
and by
right.
that time, Omicron will hopefully have blown through Arizona.
Yeah, we'll be on to a Megatron.
On to the other one.
Jeez. Okay, guys, I want everybody to look over here and pay attention. This is a girl who's taking a test. Now, normally when you hear tears like this, they've taken a pregnancy test.
Oh, jeez.
This one's a COVID test, but wait till you hear what she says about testing positive.
I feel really hot, so I'm taking a COVID test. No.
And the great thing is her mom is there, too.
Okay.
No. I literally think it's positive. Oh, my God. Mom, I'm falling.
I'm going to cry.
Megan. Do not go getting
it. That was like the coolest characteristic about myself that I haven't gotten. I need
Wait,
to take another one.
Do you speak crazy cry?
Relax.
I can't understand it.
She said the coolest characteristic about herself is that she hadn't gotten COVID.
Oh, gosh. Oh, jeez.
We have lost the. That's the coolest thing about me. Is that ever.
Where'd you find that?
Libs of TikTok. Go there. It's the greatest thing. And Twitter. It's you will laugh. But she's going everywhere.
She
right
films
now.
Herself taking a COVID test mm-hmm. and then breaks down and then posts it.
Yeah,
that's really it's just wonderful.
It's so
great.
Funny though. And her mom's like Megan's like, Mom, you don't understand. It's the only thing that people liked about me.
Then don't take the COVID test. don't take it. Just say, maybe I got it and I stay home and I'm not really sure that I have it. And so you never know.
I'm always amazed at what people are willing to do and put out there. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I I'm just always amazed that people are willing to put out the stuff that you're like, I don't know if I'd put that out there. They're like, nope, going to do it.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
It was so amazing.
Well, speaking of putting stuff out there.
Oh, here we go. See somebody else who throws something out there.
Matt Salmon is running for governor here in Arizona. He was on with our buddy Mike Broomhead. And so, you know, listen to this. Listen to this, you know, thing he launches out there. Okay. Listen to this.
I'm putting out an idea of another Joe Arpaio like Tent City.
How many elections has Joe Arpaio won recently?
None. Doesn't mean he's not. Hey, he's never stopping.
That's
didn't he
right.
just run, right?
But didn't
lost in the primary.
Arizona. You know, Joe Arpaio was good for a while here in Arizona.
The when minute he had 60 Minutes, it was the Fonzie Happy Days Jump in the Shark episode.
Right, right. And then Paul Penzone blew him out of the water.
He started believing
times.
His own stuff.
Yeah. So
I'm putting out an idea of another Joe Arpaio like Tent City to incarcerate him because the border enforcement on the you know at the local levels of sheriffs are saying they don't have enough jail space. So anyway,
so he's talking about putting a tent city at the border, and I guess housing people who come here illegally, or you come here to claim asylum in a tent. How's that going to look? You're putting a bunch of tents in the desert.
What Biden's doing. He's like, can we pick them up? And we just have him a car pick them up?
Everything beats what Joe Biden's doing on the border. That's not my point. But there are worse ideas. Well, he doesn't have any ideas.
No, there's no worse ideas
than
Matt
Salmon has a pretty bad idea.
Well, his idea isn't too dissimilar to what we have in the border. Remember, you know, 2 years ago, it's like, they're keeping kids in cages and all that kind of stuff.
So why do we need more cages then?
Well, these are tents. This is more like camping. We'll just tell them they're camping.
No, they're not camping. By the way, they're called cells. We put them in cells. Yes, it is a cage. That is what happens.
Who's paying? Well, it depends on who's the president. It's a cage if it's one person. If it's
no,
not.
No, it's not to me. It's a cage.
Yeah,
it's a
saying.
Cell.
But what are we doing with them? My curiosity is we have to feed them. We have to make sure that they have all the bare necessities of getting through the day. We're going to have to make sure that somebody's guarding them, I'm assuming. I'm just trying to figure out why are we doing this.
How are you going to pay for it?
Exactly. And you are not part of the feds. So why are you apprehending people?
I'm going to go with Matt Salmon swinging a miss.
I think he's.
I've heard
something.
Worse ideas from other candidates,
but this was definitely something very interesting.
At least he doesn't want to put cameras on everybody who walks into this country.
That was pretty good.